Yeah, she likes L sweet, like me sweet tea. And she likes my boots with these blue jeans. And she likes popping buttons on my purse, man. And she likes my cowboy hat, but she loves me for my twang. Reminds her of a little hang when she hears me on the radio. She knows that it's me by the way I sing. She loves me for my twang. Loves me for my twang. Yeah, she likes how good I pick a guitar. She likes
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know.
I know he doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome into the Panhandle here in Amarillo, Texas. It's game five of this six-game set between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. The Rough Riders losing last night's contest by a final score of 9-1. That evened the series at two games apiece, so somebody tonight will guarantee at least a series split here in this one this evening. The Rough Riders come in at 23-13, a game and a half back of Midland in the Texas League South. In that second place spot for Amarillo, they possess a 15-22 record, good for fourth in the Texas League South, two games ahead of Corpus Christi, who is in the cellar and looking up at the rest of the South Division. Luke Maley, what do you hear tonight? All night long, the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles just about 15 minutes away from first pitch. Let's introduce the starting pitchers for both teams here tonight. First for the Rough Riders, it is Dane Acker making his seventh start of the year. The right-hander 1-1 with a 3.38 ERA on the year. And he's been one of the most consistent pitchers for the Rough Riders, but a tough first start in May inflated the ERA a little bit. But obviously a 3.38. Not all too bad. That's 10 earned runs in 26 and two-thirds innings. And over those 26.2 frames, he's picked up 38 strikeouts and walked 15. A 25-year-old from College Station, Texas, started his career at Rice, ended up at Oklahoma. We'll talk about that more around first pitch. We'll get into Dane Acker's backstory. But on the other side, he goes against the right-hander in Dylan File. File, a guy that the Rough Riders have seen this year, and he had some success over the course of the year as a whole. Six starts, 2-2 record with a 3.69 ERA. That's 14 runs, only 13 of those earned over 31 and two-thirds innings, striking out 17. And File, a guy that likes to live in the strike zone, doesn't issue many walks, just four on the year. At times, he can get hit around a little bit, but this year he's been pretty solid. Has given up 35 hits in those 31 and two-thirds innings. But for Dylan File, pound the strike zone, get ahead of batters, and force a lot of weak contact. Originally a Brewers draft pick was Dylan File, and then traveled his way around, the 27-year-old now, with his childhood favorite team, the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliated Amarillo Sod Poodles, mentioned coming in with a 15-22 record. Should be a pretty good one today. Mentioned the Rough Riders second in the Texas League South. Amarillo on the other side, fourth in that South Division. Let's take a little bit of a look at how they got there. The Sod Poodles' negative 67 run differential is worse than the Texas League, in a large part due to the fact that they've allowed 233 runs on the year, which is 31 more than anybody else in the entire league. And for the Rough Riders, they come in second offensively with 200 runs scored. Their overall run differential is plus 44, which is second behind only Midland. And the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds are the only two teams that have 18 or more for a run differential. So the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds have dominated the opposition over the course of the season so far here in the middle of May. Game number 37 tonight, game five of this six-game set. Rough Riders had a tough night on the mound last night. Nick Krauth started things off, and then a couple of relievers came in and did pretty nice work. But the damage done as they gave up nine runs and a 9-1 loss that evened the series at two games apiece. Game five of the six-game set, just a couple minutes away. We'll step aside, and when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, you'll hear from Rough Riders infielder, Franier Chavez. That's part two of a two-part interview with Chavi himself.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Yesterday, you got part one of our two-part interview with Rough Riders infielder Franer Chavez. Let's go ahead and dive right into part two. Yeah, you mentioned the off-the-field relationships that you guys have. Obviously, it was on the field, but just 30 minutes or so ago, you guys were out tossing the football around. Kellen Strom was quarterbacking for you guys. Was he teaching a little bit about the zone read, or what was going on there?
He actually was never played football, so we were running some routes over there. He was calling some plays. I don't know what he was talking about because I'd never played football, but it was really fun to be part of that.
Do you watch any football during the offseason or just keep to baseball?
Honestly, the only game I watch is the Super Bowl. That's pretty much it because that's the fun game, the only interesting game that I watch.
Everybody pays attention to the Super Bowl. Well, we'll start to wrap things up here. It's been a good start to the season for you, obviously a homer in this series. How would you assess your play and what's been the approach at the plate for you?
We're working with everybody, hitting coaches, keeping the approach simple. Not a really good start for me, but everybody's helping me out, being on top of everything, every detail. Coaches, players, they're always helping everybody. When we're down, it feels like we're in a family, so it doesn't feel like a really struggle because everybody supports each other, so that's a big part of it.
Yeah, you mentioned a little bit of a slow start, but it seems like things have kind of started to turn the corner for you, especially offensively. You know, the defense has been sound all year long, but offensively, you're 6 for your last 14 coming into game four of this series tonight, and you've got a homer in the series. You're seeing the ball well, multi-hit game yesterday. What did you see yesterday?
Like I said, keeping it simple, taking it pitch by pitch, not trying to do too much. Try to meet on base so the big guys can drive those runs in. And like I said, just do my job, keeping it simple.
Well, Frayne, this one's a little bit of a fun one out there. Not too hard to think about, but we'll go two-parter here. First part, what American-born teammate is the best Spanish speaker of this group?
That's a good question. Kelling is going to kill me, but I got to go with Cody Freeman.
I think Cody's a good answer there. Now, we'll flip it to the other side. Which one thinks they're the best at speaking Spanish, but in reality, they're not making any sense?
I feel like Hatcher. He's really good, but he thinks he's better than Freeman, but he's almost there.
I love it. That's Franer Chavez here on the pregame show. Franer, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Luke. Appreciate that.
We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network, but when we come back, we'll go ahead and get you the starting lineups for Game 5 of this 6-game set between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sun Poodles.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back in Amarillo, Texas, Luke Maley with you here on the Riders Baseball Network. Just about 5 minutes away from first pitch. Let's go ahead and get you the starting lineups for Game 5 of this six-game series. Tomorrow, a 1 o'clock affair in the series finale. Somebody going to clinch, at the very least, a series split here tonight. So for the Rough Riders, as the visitors on the scoreboard, they will line up under Carlos Cardoza as follows. Kellen Strom, after a night off, is back in the leadoff spot. He'll play left field here tonight. Behind him, the right fielder Aaron Zavala bats second. In the three spot is the third baseman Cody Freeman. In the cleanup's position, the first baseman Josh Hatcher. Gabriel Rodriguez, after a night off yesterday, is back in the lineup. He'll play second base. The designated hitter, Abimelech Ortiz, bats sixth. Maximo Acosta bats seventh. He's the shortstop. Scott Capers is back in the lineup for the first time since May 2nd. He's behind the dish working with the starter tonight, Dane Acker. And rounding out the lineup for the Rough Riders is Daniel Mateo, the center fielder, who picked up his first career double-A homer in last night's 9-1 loss. So again, for the Rough Riders, it is Strom, Zavala, Freeman, Hatcher, Rodriguez, Ortiz, Acosta, Capers, Mateo. Then you turn the card over to the home team in the Amarillo Sand Poodles with a 15-22 record, fourth in the Texas League. They line up under Tim Bogart as follows. The second baseman, Tim Tawa, back in the leadoff spot. J.J. DeRozio is the catcher. He bats second. Davison De Los Santos is the first baseman, still in that three spot in this order. Caleb Roberts in the cleanup spot. He's the designated hitter tonight. Ivan Melendez is in the hot corner over at third base. He bats fifth. The center fielder, A.J. Vukovic, will bat sixth. Behind Vukovic is Wilder Patino, roaming in left field and hitting seventh. Christian Robinson, after a night off yesterday, back in right field and batting eighth. And rounding out things for the Sod Poodles is the shortstop, Logan Wormuth. Again for Amarillo, Tawa, DeRozio, De Los Santos, Roberts, Melendez, Vukovic, Patino, Robinson, and Worman. They square off against Dane Acker, and we'll talk a little bit more about Dane Acker, the 25-year-old right-hander, the number 27 prospect in the Rangers system, a guy that started the season oh so tremendously. He was the most dependable starter early on for the Rough Riders. His numbers still great, but in the month of May, just a little bit of a drop-off in production from the big guy. But it's Dane Acker getting the ball tonight. Emiliano Teodo tomorrow. We'll talk about him as the night goes on and in our post-game show following the conclusion of this one. Acker has seen Amarillo this year. He went five innings in a start back on April 26th, surrendering two runs on six hits. And on the other side, Dylan File gets the ball, the 27-year-old from Lake Havasu, Arizona. Grew up a Diamondbacks fan and has worked his way back all the way full circle back near his hometown team. Just a few minutes away from first pitch, the Amarillo Sod Poodles beginning to take the field alongside their counterparts next to them. Some kids taking the field alongside the starters defensively for Amarillo. We'll step aside here on the Rough Riders pregame show. When we come back, it's first pitch of Game 5 of the six-game set between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Is gone.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night. 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
And now, let's head to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Luke Maley.
Welcome back. First pitch coming right up. Dylan File on the hill for Amarillo. The Rough Riders, he met the starting lineup for them. It'll be Kellen Strom to lead things off when he steps into the box in just a moment. Game 37 for the Rough Riders this year. Game 5 of the 6-game series. Dylan File, the right-hander, 27 years old, toes the rubber, making his 7th start as an Amarillo Sod Poodle. Mentioned that he grew up a Diamondbacks fan. We'll get into a little bit more of that and his journey as this one rolls on. Right-hander toes the rubber. Kellen Strom in the right-hander's right-handed batter's box. And the first pitch on its way, swing and a miss. Fastball at 95 miles an hour opens this game. It's 0-1. Strom riding a 22-game on-base streak as the pitch comes home. Called a strike, and he finds himself behind 0-2. Yesterday marked the first day off for Kellen Strom since the very beginning of May. And a staple at the top of the order for Carlos Cardoza. The pitch runs downstairs. A breaking ball from the right-hander. Ball and two strikes on the Rough Riders left fielder today. The pitch, swinging a chopper left side, playable for the shortstop, Wormuth. He fires on to first in time for out number one. Well, with one gone, let's go ahead and meet the defense behind Dylan File today. Wildered Patino is out in left field, A.J. Vukovic in center, Christian Robinson in right, and from left to right on the infield, Melendez at third, Wormuth at short, just made the play. Tim Tauma back at second base, De Los Santos mans the first base bag, and J.J. D'Orazio does the catching. Here's Aaron Zavala, the first pitch to him. Taken just missed outside to the left-handed hitter. Fastball at 95. File ready, the 1-0. Check swing and called a strike. Didn't matter if he offered at it or not. Another fastball right over the heart of the plate. Ball and a strike. The 1-1 misses downstairs. There's the slider from the right-hander. He's ready with the 2-1. The pitch on its way. Zavala started the swing, held it up. Fastball misses just a bit upstairs. File, the 27-year-old, mentioned grew up a Diamondbacks fan, started his career with the Brewers. The pitch, swinging a fly ball into left field. Shallow left center field as Patino ranges in just a bit. He reaches skyward and hauls it in. Two gone. So Cody Freeman will get a chance against File with two away here in this opening frame. But for Dylan File, he played his college ball at Dixie State, which no longer exists. Well, technically it does, but it goes under a new name. It's now Utah Tech as of July of 2022. The campus is still referred to in St. George as Dixie Campus. The pitch. Called a strike. 96 on the outer edge for the right-handed hitting Cody Freeman. But after his time at Dixie State, now Utah Tech, File was drafted by the Brewers in 2017 as Freeman hits this one high in the air but playable on the infield. Tawa, the second baseman, looks up at it. He takes a step back, and that's the side. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Dylan File on the mound. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We turn the car. Dane Acker coming up against the Sand Poodles when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back in Amarillo, Texas, Luke Maley with you. Dane Acker takes the hill for the seventh time this year as a Frisco Rough Rider, the number 27 ranked prospect in the Rangers system. Right-hander peers in, gets a sign. The first pitch to Tim Tawa on its way. Misses downstairs, a fastball at 93. Acker works with a fastball, curveball, changeup mix. 25-year-old from College Station, Texas. Delivers the 1-0. Check swing, and he went around at it. Evens the count at a ball and a strike on the right-handed hitting second baseman. Dane Acker began his career college-wise at Rice. One of his first days there, he walked in, saw his name with the word BP next to it. The pitch. Taken, called a strike. A fastball caught the outer edge at 94. And he thought, wow, it's awfully early in the year for me to be throwing a bullpen session, but that's okay. So I went out to get ready to throw a pen, and they said, no, you're taking batting practice. So Dane Acker was set to be a two-way guy at Rice, but it didn't end up sticking for all that long. The right-hander delivers, swinging a foul ball, works its way back to the screen. Count remains a ball and two strikes. Then he transferred to San Jacinto Community College, where he started 14 games there. Went 10-0 with a 2.38 ERA. Right-hander kicks and fires. Swinging a line drive right side, deep right field, and tailing into the corner. Foul ball. Didn't miss by much. It was a long way for the right fielder Zavala to go. No chance of getting to it. He hit it well, 102 off the bat, but couldn't keep it fair. Count remains, a ball and two strikes. And then was drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks. In the 23rd round of 2019, an Acker decided, I'm going to stay in school. Transfer to Oklahoma, the 1-2. Swing, and this one hit right on a line on one hopper to Rodriguez at second base. He falls to his backside, picks up, and then fires a strike to first in time for the first out of the home half of the first inning. So Acker goes to Oklahoma, in that season that was shortened by COVID-19. He went 1-1 with a 3.51 ERA over 25 and two-thirds innings pitched for the Sooners. That one win was a special one for the right-hander. Here's J.J. D'Orazio. First offering to him. Taken. Missed upstairs with a fastball. That one win was a no-hitter against number 11, LSU. And not only that, but it was in the Shriners Classic held at Minute Maid Park, the home of the Houston Astros. Second offering misses upstairs again for Mack. Two balls and no strikes. So we got one win in his collegiate career as an Oklahoma Sooner, but it was a no-hitter against a top 15-ranked SEC team. Right-hander delivers. Breaking ball called a strike. Acker on the board. 2-1. It's funny in the fact that some of the team for the Rough Riders knows that story, and some don't. The right-hander kicks and fires. A foul ball out of play behind home plate. Acker pulls to even. But on the bus ride home just a couple of weeks ago from Corpus Christi, playing against the Astros-affiliated Hooks, someone brought up a no-hitter in regards to Dane Acker, and you could hear guys in the back like, oh yeah, I knew that. And then you heard a mix of guys saying, wait, you threw a no-hitter in college? That's cool. And then they were filled in much awe of the fact that it was against the top-ranked LSU team in a big league ballpark. Pitch from Acker skips in. Full count. 3-2 on the second batter of the game for Acker. He peers in, working from the windup. Right-hander delivers. Swinging a soft ground ball up the middle. Rodriguez has it at second base. He backs up on it and fires a strike to Josh Hatcher at first. Back-to-back groundouts to second base to open the frame for Dane Acker. Let's go ahead and meet the defense behind Acker today. Out in left field is Kellen Strom. For the second straight day, Daniel Mateo roams center field. In right field, it's Aaron Zavala. And then on the infield from left to right, Cody Freeman, the third baseman, Maximo Acosta, the shortstop, Caber Rodriguez at second, Josh Hatcher at first. And doing the catching for Dane Acker is Scott Capers. The pitch, Dave Los Santos swings and misses at the first offering. Fastball at 96 that time from Dane Acker. De Los Santos has been a pain against the Rough Riders this year, hitting nearly 600. The pitch runs up and away to the right-handed hitter. You look at the exact numbers for Davison De Los Santos. 10 games, 21 hits for a .583 average. Accuretti, the 1-1, taking another breaking ball. Didn't miss by much. The home plate umpire today, Trevor Patience, flinched a little bit. Trackman here says it was awfully close to being a strike. But De Los Santos gets the benefit of the doubt, and it's 2-1, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Big hack. The right-handed hitting first baseman, but he came up empty. Mentioned Trevor Patience behind the plate, the first base umpire today. Ray Villanueva. Over at third base is Brandon Tipton. Right-hander ready. He kicks and fires. Taken. And just missed. Once again, not by much, but a bit off the plate. And for a second consecutive batter, Dane Acker finds himself with a full count. Right-hander ready, working from the windup. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Had him out in front on the breaking ball. Acker picks up his first strikeout. It's a 1-2-3 inning. On both sides, Dane Acker gets through the first unscathed. We turn the page to the top of the second inning. Rough Riders do up when we come back in a scoreless ballgame on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back in Amarillo, Texas, here in Hodgetown. Rough Riders went down in order against Dillon File, their first time up. Now here in the top of the second of a scoreless ball game, it's the cleanup man, Josh Hatcher, who leads things off. Hatcher's reached in 24 of the 26 games that he's played this year. Right-hander kicks and fires. Hatcher takes a big rip at a first-pitch fastball, but comes up empty. Mentioned Davison De Los Santos in the bottom of the first, how great he's been. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Hatcher behind 0-2. De Los Santos entered today with a .386 average. That was first in the Texas League. Second in the Texas League, just so happens to be the man at the dish right now, Josh Hatcher with a .330 average as he takes downstairs. Ball and two strikes. Hatcher 2-for-12 overall in this series. The pitch taken just a bit high. 2-2. Hatcher's dominated fastballs elevated in the strike zone. That one just a bit above the strike zone. The pitch. Breaking ball. Hatcher knew it. Down on strikes. The moment the ball hit D'Orazio's mitt behind the plate, Hatcher was already headed back to the dugout. Curveball froze him. It's strikeout number one for Dillon File. Caper Rodriguez digs in. Boy, has he been good in this series. First offering to him is swung on and fouled off to the right side. Clipped the netting just above the Rough Riders' dugout on the first base side. Caber in the series, three games. He's picked up seven hits. Pitch from File misses way upstairs. A fastball at 95. 7-for-13 for a .538 average in this series. Right-hander kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. Scott Rodriguez to chase the breaking ball. And skipped in. Ball and two strikes now. Also in the series, Rodriguez has 14 total bases in 13 trips to the plate. He's got a pair of doubles, a triple, and a homer as he fouls one back out of play. Also snagged four RBIs, scored three times. The pitch, swing and a foul ball. No clue how Rodriguez was able to foul that off. Another breaking ball from File. It was well out of the strike zone. Missed downstairs, but he got Rodriguez to chase it. Still a two-strike count. The pitch, swing and a foul ball into the dugout on the third base side. Somebody in the Amarillo dugout tried to make a barehanded play, but didn't exactly work for him. Everybody's okay, though. Right-hander kicks and fires. Fastball inside. Rodriguez, quite an at-bat here. He pulls even at 2-2. Eighth pitch of the AB is hit softly on the ground to the third baseman Melendez. He collects and delivers to first. In time. Five up, five down for Dillon File. Mentioned the Rough Riders saw Dillon File back on April 27th. That was a game in which the Rough Riders won 4-3. File earned a no decision in that after going seven innings of one-run baseball giving up three hits, one walk, and striking out four. That was good enough to earn him Texas League Pitcher of the Week honors as Abimelech Ortiz hits one deep to center field, but playable for Vukovic. He's camped under it, reaches skyward, and that's the inning. Six have come to the plate against Dylan File. Six have been sent back to the dugout. Top of the second in the books. Turn the card over to the home half of the second. Still a scoreless ball game here on the Riders Baseball Network. Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dane Acker back on the mound here in the home half of the second inning. Still a 0-0 ball game. Caleb Roberts steps in for the first time today. He's 1-for-10 in the series, batting from the left side. Right-hander ready. The pitch, half a swing, but he offered at it. Fastball at 93. That was over the strike zone. 0-1. Acker gets his sign from Capers. He's ready to go. The 0-1. Taken, just missed. A bit up and in. Fastball at 93 that time. Mentioned that back in 2019, Acker was drafted by the Diamondbacks. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the curveball. Well downstairs. But he turned that down after being drafted in the 23rd round of the 2019 draft. Like to go to Oklahoma. Mentioned the no-hitter that he threw. Went 1-1 with a 3.51 ERA over 25 and two-thirds. Right-hander comes set and delivers. Breaking ball. Called a strike. Got him looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dane Acker, and there's one away here in the second. But after his shortened season at Oklahoma, Dane was drafted in the fourth round in 2020, not by the Texas Rangers, but by the Oakland Athletics. He was traded before he made his professional debut. It was a big trade at that. Right-hander ready. The pitch to Ivan Melendez. Runs down and away to the righty. That trade was one that involved names such as Chris Davis, Jonah Heim, Elvis Andrews was involved in the trade. That sent him to the Rangers organization to make his professional debut. Breaking ball from Acker. Misses a bit upstairs. 2-0 to the right-handed hitting Ivan Melendez. Melendez, with the nickname the Hispanic Titanic, had himself quite a game one, has been quiet ever since. The pitch, swing and a miss. Blew the fastball over. 95, top of the strike zone. Melendez had four hits, including a pair of homers and a walk-off double. The pitch, way upstairs, not tempting for the Amarillo third baseman. Hitters count at 3-1. And ever since that four-hit game back on Tuesday, Melendez is 0 for 8 with 5 strikeouts. Accuretti, the 3-1. Swing and a miss, got him to chase a curveball. Acker faces another 3-2 count. Melendez has 3 extra base hits in the month of May. All 3 of them coming on Tuesday against the Rough Riders. The pitch, breaking ball, and it slipped out of the hand. And it's ball 4, missed way upstairs. And Amarillo possesses the first base runner of this ballgame. Comes here with 1 away in the bottom of the 2nd. A.J. Vukovich steps in. Vukovich has had himself a tough series against the Rough Riders, 0 for 11 with 5 strikeouts. But he's coming off of a week where he went 7 for 20 against Corpus Christi. First offering is called a strike. Curve ball from Acker. 0-1. Right-hander working from the stretch for the first time today. He comes set, long pause. Kicks and delivers. Swing and a drive into left center field. That takes Strom back to the warning track, and he made the play, and never mind, it bounced out of his glove. Now it kicks around at the base of the wall. Melendez goes all the way to third. Strom made a tremendous read on the ball, made it all the way to the wall, reached up, had it for just a moment. And then the glove turned over and the ball fell out. It wasn't on the transition as he wasn't reaching into the glove. The board here says double. Well, certainly wasn't an easy play for Kellen Strom to make. We'll see how they officially score it. But a tough break nonetheless for Acker. A ball hit really well as Capers wants to talk something over with the right-hander. Catcher trots out to the bump. And the entire Rough Riders infield will join. 101 off the bat. It traveled 349 feet. See how they rule it for Vukovich. Still no official designation. On the board here at Hodgetown, it says a hit. They flash the double. See what the official scoring ends up being. Like I mentioned, not an easy play for Kellen Strom. He went a long way to get it. There's not a ton of outfielders that could range over and even have a chance at making a play. And they do rule it an error against Kellen Strom. So it's second and third after the error. Here's Wildered Patino. Takes a pitch downstairs. Ball 1. Patino had himself a big hit in the first inning yesterday. It was a 2-run double to right field. The pitch, swinging a pop-up on the infield. Soars high into the sky, works its way into foul ground. Hatcher in pursuit, and he ran out of room. It bounces into the third row, just below us here, located down the right field line. So Patino stays alive. Ball and a strike now. Now, if Dane Acker were to tell you what he's looking for right here, it'd be a strikeout. And it's a good guy at the dish to get to strikeout. Patino has struck out 52 times this year. That's third most in the Texas League. The pitch is rocketed into deep right field. Zavala giving chase. It had the distance, but tails foul. Didn't hit it all that hard, but it kept carrying. Short porch in right field. It bounced into the concourse. Nothing more than a long strike for Acker, who would like to put Patino away via the strikeout for the 53rd time this year. Righty kicks and delivers. Breaking ball. He just caught a piece of it. Fouled it back to the screen. Patino had himself a pretty solid April. He hit .278 with 27 hits in the month. He was the leadoff hitter for much of that month for this Sod Poodles group, but hitting just 093 in the month of May, but laces this into left field. It's down for a hit. Schramm has it on a one hop. One run scores. The second stopped at third base. Freeman on the cutoff, and they got him. They shot it back to first base behind Wildered Patino, and he's out. A heads-up play by Cody Freeman. The throw came home to the plate. The third baseman for the Riders cut it off and delivered a strike on the money to Josh Hatcher at first base for a big out number two of the frame. Patino rounded the bag and didn't expect the throw to come back to first, and they picked him off behind. But he picks up an RBI on the single. But he's chopped down after a wide turn towards second base. Christian Robinson digs in. The first offering to him is called a strike. Change up at 88 miles an hour from Dane Acker. Boy, have the Sod Poodles shot themselves in the foot quite a few times against the Rough Riders on the base pack. The pitch, swing and a miss on a pitch downstairs. Another changeup, and it's 0-2 on the right-handed hitting right fielder, Christian Robinson. Robinson, over his last eight games, just 1-for-21. Had a day off yesterday. He's 0-for-8 in the series across three games. The pitch taken and just missed inside of the righty. Ivan Melendez scored on the RBI single by Wildered Patino. A.J. Vukovic stayed put at third base. That's where he stands right now. The pitch, swing and a foul ball, and that one caught capers. The catcher for the Rough Riders. He'll walk it off. Trevor Patience meets Dane Acker halfway between home and the mound and deliver the baseball. That's the first time this year that Dane Acker has surrendered a run in the second inning. Coming into tonight, across the second and third innings, Dane Acker had gone 12 scoreless innings with six strikeouts, and he'd only allowed three hits. Sod Poodles got to him here. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Blew the fastball by him. It's the third strikeout for Dane Acker, but a bit of damage done here in the bottom of the second. Amarillo gets a run on one hit. One error in the frame on the Rough Riders, and they leave one stranded at third base. Two innings gone here from Amarillo. The Sod Poodles lead the Rough Riders 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Maximo Acosta will get the top of the third inning started against Dylan Fine. Acosta had a five-game hit streak snapped last night, going 0-for-5, and the first time that he served as the leadoff hitter for the Rough Riders this year. It's in the midst of a good stretch, and he rips this one high and deep to right field. Robinson going back. He's a step in front of the track and reaches skyward to make the play. Make it seven straight Rough Riders sat down by Dylan File. And Scott Capers will get his first at-bat since May 2nd. Alrighty, kicks and fires. Capers' first pitch swinging, a bouncer to third base. Melendez gloves it and throws on in time for out number two. Pair of quick outs for Dylan File. You have to expect Daniel Mateo will take a pitch. Mateo, the center fielder for the Rough Riders tonight, digs in from the right side. The first pitch he does take, and it's called a ball. J.J. DeRosio, the catcher for Amarillo, thought it was a strike, held it there for a minute. It's been a relatively small strike zone tonight for Trevor Patience. The pitch. Swing and a drive into deep center field. Back goes Vukovic. He reaches up and makes the play. And trots all the way to the wall. Man, Daniel Mateo has seen the baseball well. It's an extremely quick inning for Dylan File. He gets a line out to end the frame. And through three innings, he's yet to allow a base runner against the Rough Riders. We head to the home half of the third inning. Rough Riders trailing the Sound Poodles 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the order for Amarillo, stepping in for the first time against Dane Acker. It's Logan Warmoth, the shortstop. The pitch taken just a bit upstairs. Missed with a fastball. Warmoth has had himself a pretty solid series, 3-for-9. An RBI. He's also worked a walk. The pitch taken, called a strike that time. Just clipped the bottom of the zone. That time a changeup from Acker. Right-hander back out of the windup. Ready and fire. Misses high with a heater. Warmoth batting from the right side. Acker ready and delivers. This one chopped left side and foul ground. Ricochets off the wall down the left field line and kicks back in deep. Into the fair ground. One of the bullpen arms able to snag it. Here's the pitch. Way upstairs. Acker lost control of the curveball. Came in over Warmoth's head. Another 3-2 count for Dane Ackard. Right-hander ready. Kicks in, fires. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for the second time tonight. Ackard's got four. Top of the order for Amarillo. Second time through against the Rough Riders. Right-hander. Tim Talladegs, and he bounced out to second base his first time up. Rough Riders play him to pull a little bit as a right-handed hitter. The pitch. Skied high behind home plate, working its way back out of play. Tawa last night ended a triple shy of the cycle. Went 3-for-4, obviously, with a single, double, and homer. Also had a sacrifice fly to his name. His home run was a solo shot, so the sacrifice fly marked RBI number 2 of the evening. Pitch, check swing, and he went around. Ackard ahead, 0-2. The issue for Dane Ackard much of the year has been efficiency. His pitch count gets high, and he's only made it through 5 innings twice. Right-hander readies. Kicks and fires. Soft ground ball, left side. Freeman, the third baseman, has it. He throws across his body in time. Two gone. Pair of ground outs for Tim Tawa today. And J.J. D'Orazio digs in. D'Orazio back behind the plate tonight. Seen him as the catcher and the designated hitter in the series. Razio hitting 242 on the air. Grounded out to Rodriguez at second, his last time. He waves and misses at a first pitch changeup. 0-1. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Ackard's got a pair of quick outs, and he's ahead 0-1. The pitch. Breaking ball taken. Just missed a bit outside. Razio made his Double-A debut last season with the Sun Poodles. The offering home, 1-1. Misses up and away. And he had quite the start. Picked up a hit in 20 of his first 37 Double-A games, including 8 extra base hits. He found himself amongst the leaders, among Arizona minor leaguers as he watches a breaking ball for strike 2. Caught the top of the zone. Not exactly where you want to leave it for Dane Ackard, but with enough break to it, it looks like a ball and then drops in for a strike. He finished top 10 in the Diamondbacks farm system last year in doubles with 23, hits with 110, as well as average with 276 average. Hitting 242 right now. Swing and a miss. Ackard picks up a pair of strikeouts in a 1-2-3. Bottom of the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Dane Ackard has got his best stuff. He's got 5 strikeouts through 3 innings. 3 in the books. We head to the top of the fourth. Rough Riders trailing the Sun Poodles 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods.
The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning, Rough Riders still looking for their first base runner against the right-hander, Dylan File. They have the top of the order due up in Kellen Strom, Aaron Zavala, Cody Freeman. The first pitch to Strom. Taken, called a strike. File needed just 29 pitches to get through the first three innings. That was pitch number 30. Now 31 on its way, and it's fouled back out of play. For the second time in two at-bats, Kellen Strom behind in the count 0-2. Righty rocks and deals. Swing and a bouncer into the dish. File ready. The 1-2 on its way. Check swing. Strom able to hold it up. Evens things. Hit two balls and two strikes. Grounded out to shortstop his last time up. That led off this ball game. 2-2. Way upstairs. Strom had a duck to get out of the way of it. And he goes from 0-2 to 3-2. Strom's reached in 22 straight. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. Pulled a fastball at 95 past him. Second strikeout of the day for Dylan File. Aaron Zavala gets his shot. First pitch to the lefty. Taken, called a strike. Zavala flew out his first time up into left center field. In talking with Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tuntland, today he said, and I quote, electric stuff from Aaron Zavala in his batting practice. The pitch, taken just a bit high. That evens things. Ball and a strike. Zavala waves the bat over his left shoulder, takes a breaking ball, called a strike. He's down 0-2. The pitch, swing and a line drive into left center field. Back goes Patino. He's at the track, and he backpedals to make the play. Zavala hit it hard, but nothing to show for it. A line out to left. Boy, Patino started on his horse, and he turned around a bit too early, and it nearly worked its way over his head and then would have bounced off the base of the wall. But instead, it's out number two. Here's Cody Freeman. First offering. Misses outside. Fastball. Freeman extended his hitting streak last night to six games with a single in the eighth inning. The pitch. Swinging a foul ball. That one caught the home plate umpire, Trevor Patience. 1-1. Freeman's also reached in every game during the month of May. And only once has he failed to get a hit in those 12 games. But that one game he didn't, he did reach via the walk. The 1-1, called a strike. It's 1-2. Well, Cody Freeman, who has seen his fair share of two strike counts, does a great job of shortening up and making contact. Just three strikeouts in his last 48 at-bats as he fouls this one out of play. They say if you put the ball in play, good things happen, and Cody Freeman has put it in play, and he's done it with hard contact. This one a chopper to shortstop, though. Wormuth fields and delivers to first. That's the sign. Four perfect innings for Dylan File. The Riders go down in order. Yet again in the top of the fourth, we head to the home half of the fourth inning. Amarillo leading Frisco 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fourth inning, and there's never a good time to face Davison De Los Santos. But if there ever was a good time, it's to lead off an inning. The Texas League leader in a multitude of offensive categories. First pitch to him, swing and a miss. Acker got him to chase the curveball. Leading an average. Home runs and RBIs. Many different categories for the right-handed slugger as he takes for ball one. Changeup didn't catch the outer edge. Slugging percentage, OPS, total number of hits, total bases. The list goes on and on for De Los Santos. The 1-1, swing and a miss. He was late on the heater. Ackers had his number in the first two at-bats, jumping ahead. He struck out his first time up. Oh boy, has he been a pain for the Rough Riders. 8 for 13 in the series with 9 RBIs, which just so happens to be the same number of RBIs he had in the 6-game set back in Frisco. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the breaking ball. Ackers got strikeout number 6, the second of the Texas League's best hitter. Caleb Roberts digs in. He went down looking his last time up. 3 of the last 4 Amarillo hitters have struck out against Danek. The pitch. Swing, and this one tapped on the right side. Hatcher ranges to his right. He has it and delivers to first, but a wild throw. Luckily, Capers is there to back things up. Now he comes on and tags Caleb Roberts. And umpire says he is safe. Ray Villanueva making that call. Josh Hatcher commits a throwing error. It's the ball hit in between the second baseman Rodriguez and the first baseman Hatcher, and he ranged over to his right. A long way to get it. They had plenty of time. They're trying to deliver a strike to Dane Acker covering the first base bag, but threw high and out of the reach of Dane Acker. It's the second error on the Rough Riders today. Ivan Melendez digs in. He walked and scored a run in the second inning. The pitch, swing and a tapper, left side, foul. Acker jumps ahead. 0-1. Melendez, 4 for 13 in the series. But all 4 of those hits coming back on Tuesday in Game 1. He awaits the pitch, swinging a foul ball. Acker ahead, 0-2. Tucker has just crossed the 60-pitch mark. With one gone in the home half of the fourth. Melendez waves the bat up above his right shoulder. The pitch misses upstairs. Fastball for Mack. That time at 94 miles an hour. Melendez's second inning walk was his second of the series. He struck out five times. The 1-2, and Acker decides to pick over to first. Roberts is in, standing up. Right-hander comes set. The 1-2. Swing and a soft ground ball, left side. Charging is Akosi. He's got to get rid of it quick. There's no play. He goes to second, trying to get Roberts, but not in time. It's an infield single for Ivan Melendez that snaps an 0-for-8 streak. Came off the bat at 45 miles an hour, just a dribbler that was outside the reach of Dane Acker, who fell off to the left side of the mound. Freeman couldn't quite get to it from third base, and Acosta, who was playing deep in the hole at shortstop, had to travel all the way into the grass, and by the time he got his glove on it, wisely, he just put it in his pocket and looked to second to see if he could catch Caleb Roberts sleeping. Just the second hit against Dane Acker, but it's first and second. There's A.J. Bukovic, and Capers blocks the first offer. Changeup misses way downstairs. 1-0. The board here in Hodgetown says Vukovic is 1-for-1 with a double. But the official scoring was an error by the left fielder, Kellen Strong. Tough error to swallow, not an easy play to make, but it did find its way into the webbing and then popped out of the glove. The pitch misses downstairs. Vukovic ahead. Two balls and no strikes. Vukovic just 8-for-48 in the month of May after hitting .279 in April. He looks to second. Roberts isn't fooled. No throw to be made. Power hitting center fielder awaits the 2-0. Acker set and the pitch. Called a strike. Fastball middle. Willard Patino stands on deck. Dane Acker approaches the 70 pitch mark. Right hander ready. He looks to second. Now back home, he kicks and fires. Breaking ball. Just missed. 3-1. It's been a consistent strike zone for Trevor Patience, but he squeezed both starters just a little bit. Certainly didn't miss by much. Actually, TrackMan says it didn't miss at all. The 3-1. Misses downstairs, and he walked him. Second walk issued by Dane Acker today, and the bases are loaded. With one gone, and how big does that error become on Josh Hatcher? Acker could have been looking at two away and nobody aboard, but it's gone. E3, base hit walk to load the bases with one out. Scott Capers will trot out to talk with Dane Acker. Rough Riders. Entire infield joints just behind the rubber on the back of the mound. Willard Patino singled and drove in the only run of this ballgame, his first time out. As the crowd gets into it here in Hodgetown. But he became the second out of the inning when he rounded first base, and the throw from the outfield came in. Freeman at third base cut it off and threw a perfect ball to Josh Hatcher, who was able to apply the tag. Patino now 2-for-11 in the series. Bases loaded with one away here against Dane Acker. Right-hander ready. Takes a deep breath and delivers. First pitch, breaking balls, foul out of play. Left the curveball up in the zone. No damage done. Robert stands at third, Melendez at second, Vukovic behind him at first after the walk. The 0-1 to Patino. Swing and a miss. Another curveball from Dadacker. The Amarillo left fielder was way out on his front foot. Everything leaked forward and he just kind of waved the hands at it. Acker ready. The 0-2 on its way. Swing and a foul ball back to the screen. Count remains 0-2 with Christian Robinson standing on deck. He struck out his last time against the Rough Riders starter. Acker has his sign. He set the pitch. Misses upstairs. Another breaking ball. Didn't have as much break to it. Missed high. Rough Riders trailing 1-0. They're still in search of their first base runner offensively. Dylan File has been fantastic. Here in the home half of the fourth, Amarillo got its lone run back in the second on an RBI single by the man at the plate right now. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Second strikeout of the frame for Dane Acker. And his seventh overall. Seen Dane Acker put up seven strikeouts a few times this year. Pitch, swing, and a miss by Robinson. It's 0-1. Change up at 88 miles an hour. Down and into the righty. Acker's career high is 8. He's done it on 2 occasions. Most recently against Corpus Christi on May 3rd. The 0-1 on its way. Upstairs with a fastball, 1-1. Christian Robinson got a late start to the season, so he missed the first couple of weeks. But joined the Sod Poodles back in Frisco in that series in April. Capers trots out to the mound, his mitt covering his mouth. Talking something over with the Rough Riders starter. Bases loaded with 2 gone. A 1-1 count to the right-handed hitting Christian Robinson. He's 0-for-9 in the series, but a hit here could bust this ball game open. The pitch, swing and a tapper left side, works its way off the facing of the third base dugout. And Acker ahead, 1-2. Acker attempting to get out of a bases-loaded jam. He struck out De Los Santos for the first out, then 3 consecutive reached on an error, a base hit, and a walk. He struck out Wildered Patino. Now a chance to strand the bases loaded and strike out the side. He steps off the back of the mound. Now back on. He's ready to go. He's got his sign. Acker ready. He kicks and deals. Misses downstairs. A changeup. Count pulls even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Home half of the fourth inning. It's a 1-0 advantage for the Sod Poodles. Acker ready. The 2-2. Taken. Strike 3. Got him looking. Acker strikes out the side. He strands the bases loaded. And for the 3rd time in his career, he has 8 strikeouts to his name. No runs on 1 hit, 1 error in the inning, and the Sod Poodles leave them loaded We turn the page to the top of the fifth. The Rough Riders do up. When we come back, it's 1-0 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 runs or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River for an extra Riders game. Solo runs, individual tickets are available on Sunday. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd at Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-344-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Josh Steven brings us back. Josh Hatcher leads us off. It's a line drive. It one hops into the glove of the second baseman, Tawa. He collects and sits down. Josh Hatcher, 104 off the bat on the first pitch he sees here in the top of the fifth. And there's one gone. Caber Rodriguez digs in. Dylan Files still yet to give up a base runner. Boy, has he been efficient. Rodriguez squares to bunt and he pulls back. Called strike on the fastball. File took just a little bit off of it. The moment he saw Rodriguez pull back, he said, I'm going to fire a strike. The 0-1. Rodriguez swings. Bouncing ball left side and it is fair. Rodriguez rounding first. He heads to second base. He's got himself a stand-up double. And in one swing of the bat, Caber Rodriguez ends the perfect game. He ends the no-hitter, and the Riders have a runner in scoring position for the first time today. Boy, oh boy, has Caber Rodriguez had a series. His fifth extra base hit in 15 at-bats. He's now 8 for 15 across four games in Amarillo. That thing towed the line down the third baseline and worked its way all the way into the corner. Couldn't tell from this vantage point if it was fair or foul. But Brandon Tipton immediately said fair, and Rodriguez darts to third, and he's going to be caught. He tried to catch Melendez and Dylan File sleeping. Melendez was ranged over with a shift on with the left hand of hitting a Bimelec Ortiz up. And he just took off for third, thinking he could get in there safely. But instead, he's caught trying to steal without a pitch being thrown. What a break for Dylan File. The first pitch to Ortiz misses upstairs. 1-0. You see the idea there with the shift on. And Rodriguez, who runs well, the pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball from Dylan File. It's 1-1. But Melendez heads up, was able to slide over to the bag. Catch the ball and apply the tag for out number two. The pitch, swing and a miss, an elevated fastball by Ortiz. One and two. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Strikeout number three for Dylan File. He's faced the minimum through five. The Riders get no runs. They do end the no-hit effort with a double by Caber Rodriguez. No errors in the frame, and they leave nobody aboard the base paths. Top of the fifth in the books. We head to the home half of the fifth inning. Riders trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Dane Acker back on the mound. Bottom of the lineup in Logan Warmoth will lead things off here in the home half of the fifth inning. 1-0 advantage for Amarillo. Acker ready. His first offering is popped up right side and tailing into foul ground and into the seats. Seth Clark begins to warm for the Rough Riders. The left-hander. Acker trying to make it through five innings. He's ahead, 0-1, the pitch. Swinging a line drive into right center field. Long run for Zavala. He ranges into the alleyway. It's down for a hit. Tries to barehand it, and it goes off his hand and off the wall. It's a stand-up double for Logan Warman. Hundred and one off the bat into essentially the deepest part of the ballpark. Now the top of the Sod Poodles lineup for the third time through against Acker. The fifth inning has been a struggle for Dane Acker over the course of this season. He's only pitched three times in the fifth as he misses upstairs. Or I guess I should say he's worked three innings of work in the fifth inning. And that high pitch count has led to some struggles. A 15 ERA, that's five earned runs over three innings pitched in the fifth this year. Righty kicks and fires. Swing and a soar. 1-1. On Tim Tower, who's 0-for-2 with a pair of groundouts today. One to the right side of the infield. Camber Rodriguez got that to open the home half of the first inning. And then in the third, a groundout to Cody Freeman at third base. The 1-1 missed inside. Fastball at 93. Didn't quite clip the inside corner. Two-one advantage for the right-handed hitting second baseman. Acker ready, looks to second, now back home and delivers. Changeup missed high, and it's 3-1. Acker has only finished the fifth inning once this year. He's only done it three times in his career. The pitch, chopper soft, left side. Freeman gloves it, throws on the run in time for the out. But Warmoth moves up 90 feet. He stands at third base. J.J. D'Orazio steps in. 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. D'Orazio has doubled in the series. He's got a pair of hits. Just 2 for 13, though. The pitch. First pitch breaking ball is called a strike. Middle with the curveball. Rough Riders pull the infield in with one away and a runner at third base. The way that Dylan File has thrown the ball today. On the other side, you'd like to keep this as close as you can. It's 1-0 right now. The pitch skips in. Good block by Capers behind the dish. Evens things at 1-1. Hacker nearing the 90 pitch threshold. Clark still warming. Righty kicks and fires. Another breaking ball and didn't get the call. Bottom of the strike zone, but called ball two. Two and one on the right-handed hitting catcher for Amarillo. D'Orazio awaits. Infield in. Righty kicks and fires. Missed upstairs. A fastball. 3-1 count for D'Orazio. Logan Warmoth opened this home half of the fifth with a double. He moved over to third on a soft ground out off the bat of Tim Tao that went to third base. The 3-1 on its way. Breaking ball called a strike. Another 3-2 count for Dane Acker. It's been a minute since Seth Clark has pitched for the Rough Riders. When he enters the game, we'll introduce you to him. The left-hander continues to warm. One gone. Payoff pitch. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 9 for Dane Acker. It's a new career high. Got him to chase a curveball out of the zone. And Acker's day is going to end with that. He'll exit the ballgame for Seth Clark, but he picks up his 9th strikeout, setting a new career high. And he leaves with 2 gone and a runner at third base. We'll introduce you to Seth Clark when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. The Riders trailing the Sound Poodles by a score of 1-0 here in the home half of the fifth inning.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The left-hander Seth Clark on to try to get the final out of this fifth inning. Logan Warmoth stands at third base with 2 gone, and it's Davis and De Los Santos, and they're going to intentionally walk him. I think that's a wise decision. The third time the Rough Riders have intentionally walked De Los Santos. He's 0 for 2 today with two strikeouts, which one could translate means he's about due for a big hit. He's the last guy that you want to face. So now runners at the corners with two away. As Caleb Roberts steps in, he reached on an error his last time up, and the first pitch from Clark runs down and away. Seth Clark, a left-hander, 24 years old, out of Loganville, Georgia. Signed by the Rangers in 2022 as he misses way up and in to Roberts. I heard the crowd react. Oohs and ahs as the helmet almost fell off. Caleb Roberts whipped his head and front shoulder around, trying to get out of the way of it. Two pitches, two balls for Seth Clark. Clark attacks with a fastball slider, changeup miss. The 2-0 missed high again. 3-0. And Clark now at risk of loading the bases. It's been a minute since Seth Clark last pitched. Came back on the 9th. The pitch. Called a strike that time. Delivered a fastball over the heart of the plate at 92. And it's 3-1. Now Caleb Roberts will look for something to hit. He's 0 for 2 today with a strikeout, and he reached last time on an error. The 3-1 is popped up, but works its way out of play. From 3-0 to 3-2, Seth Clark looking to keep this a 1-0 ball game. De Los Santos at first, Logan Warmoth at third. The payoff pitch missed upstairs. And he walked him. So now the bases are loaded. For the second time in as many innings. Seth Clark responsible for De Los Santos and Roberts, who stand at first and second. Acker still responsible for Logan Warmoth, who opened this inning with a double. Here's Ivan Melendez. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Late on a fastball up in the zone. Ivan Melendez singled his last time up. That snapped an 0 for 8 streak. He's reached both times today with a walk and scored the only run. Pitch. Swing and a drive into left field. Strom going back towards the wall. He leaps and he made the play. Kellen Strom robs extra bases from Ivan Melendez and keeps this a 1-0 ball game. Boy, was it smoked. 102 off the bat on a line. It looked destined for the left field wall, and Kellen Strom able to leap and haul it in. That ends the frame. An exciting one. Dane Acker's line official will give you that when we come back. No runs on one hit, no errors, and the Sod Poodles strand the bases loaded for a second straight inning. We head to the top of the sixth. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Dylan File back on the hill, and his first pitch runs upstairs to the right-handed hitting shortstop, Maximo Acosta. Boy, Dylan File has been phenomenal. The second offering is laced into right field, down for a hit. A leadoff base hit for Maximo Acosta. And the Riders are in business here to open the top of the sixth, trailing 1-0. Scott Capers will step in for the second time and want to give a special shout-out to some Rough Riders fans joining us all the way from Tampa, Florida. A group of guys celebrating a bachelor party. Long list, get ready. Cooper, David, Ian, Ty, Mike, William, Jordan, Ben, Colby, Jack, and Quentin celebrating Cooper's bachelor party. Going to get married in October. Scott Capers takes the first pitch for ball one. Hope you guys have a good time down there in Tampa, Florida. Stay safe, be smart. File checks over to first, and Acosta's back in on a dive. Riders trailing 1-0 here in the top of the sixth. They've managed two hits. One of them stands at first base right now, Maximo Acosta. The pitch home, swinging a soft ground ball up the middle. The shortstop has it on to second for one, and on to first for two. It's a 6-4-3 double play. And Dylan File still in line to face the minimum. He gave up a double to Caber Rodriguez in the fifth. Rodriguez was eliminated on the base pass, and oh no, Acosta's down on the field. Brent Platts, rather Neil Ori out there. Kavika Emsley-Pye, the first base coach and the catching coach, as well as Carlos Cardoza. And Maximo Acosta appears to be holding his right knee, right hamstring, somewhere in that vicinity. Boy, that's not a good sign. They're going to help him to his feet, and he's able to stretch things out. He'll walk off under his own power. Not a good thing. Walking gingerly on that right leg. But he worked his way off the field, and Maximo Acosta, one of the youngest players in the Texas League, has been an exciting player for the Rough Riders this year. We hope that he's okay. Carlos Cardoza talks things over with Trevor Patience. We'll see if there's some substitutions coming. It's likely going to be the case. You would expect Freiner Chavez, who's got a day off today, to begin getting ready. He would be the solution most of the times, but hopefully Maximo Acosta okay. File ready to go. The first pitch to Mateo is hit on the ground. A one-hopper to shortstop. Wormuth reaches out. He's got it. On to first. And the inning is over. Boy, oh boy, has Dylan File been efficient, and he's been fantastic. He's through six innings with just 56 pitches, and he's faced the minimum. We head to the home half of the sixth. Riders trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Seth Clark back on the hill, home half of the sixth inning. Left-hander peers in. He'll face off against A.J. Vukovic. First offering runs well inside, and A.J.'s got to dance his way out of the way of it. One and oh. First, just misses inside again. 2-0. Offering in for a called strike. 2-1 on the right-handed hitting A.J. Vukovic. 0-1, reaching on an error and walking his last time up. The pitch. Swing and a hard hit ball right at Josh Hatcher at first base. He collects and jogs over to the pillow. There's one gone. Patino digs in. He's 1-for-2 today. Fell victim to the strikeout his last time up. The first offering, he just clips, sends it back behind the plate. Left-hander ready, ahead 0-1. The pitch. Taken. And just missed upstairs. Didn't miss by much. Change up from the lefty. He comes set, glove at the belt, delivers. Rears back a fastball, but misses high and falls behind. 2-1 then. The 2-1. Swing and a tapper, left side. Foul. That evens things at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Six-foot-four, 220-pound left-handed hurler is ready. And the 2-2, swinging a soft ground ball right towards first base. Hatcher has it, and he races to first in time. Back-to-back groundouts to Josh Hatcher at the first base bag, and Seth Clark has a pair of outs. Mention Seth Clark from Loganville, Georgia. Won the state championship. Loganville High School in 2017 and 2018. At a powerhouse high school in the baseball community. Lefty kicks and fires. His first offering to Robinson is a check swing called a strike. 0-1. He also, in 2018 as a senior, won Class 5A Player of the Year in the state of Georgia. The pitch. This is up and away. Evens things at 1-1. Christian Robinson today is 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts, both of those coming against Dane Acker, who finished with a career-high 9 Ks. The pitch, swing, and a foul ball. Remain, rather move to 1-2. Acker's final line, 4 2/3, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts. Clark working in his first clean frame. The 1-2 is fouled off. Barely tapped it. Dribbles down the first base line. 1-2. Clark comes set. Black glove at the bell. And delivers. Missed downstairs. That time with a changeup. Two and two count. With two away. Nobody aboard the base pass. The pitch. Swinging a line drive. Left side. A one hopper fielded by Rodriguez at short. And a nice dig by Hatcher at first. Retires the side. Tough play to make for Rodriguez as he had to hang back to catch it on a hop. And then a long throw across the diamond, and Hatcher dug it out for out number three. Six innings in the books. It's still a 1-0 advantage for Amarillo over Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dylan File out for the seventh. It's back-to-back nights for Amarillo that they've seen a pitcher at least appear in the seventh inning. Last night it was Cole Percival who turned in his best start of the season. Amarillo has never had a complete game thrown for the San Poodles as File delivers, and this one laced into left field. Long run, and it's down for a base hit. A single to left for Kellen Strom. And in back-to-back innings, the Rough Riders lead off the frame with a hit. It's their third straight inning with a hit. But they've managed just three against the right-hander. As I was saying, the Sod Poodles have never had a complete game. And last night, you thought maybe there was a chance, and Percival came out in the eighth and then was unable to get through it after a long inning. The pitch swinging a bunt by Zavala. It gets the runner over to second, but they fire to first in time for the out. Strom moves up 90 feet on the sacrifice bunt laid down by Aaron Zavala. That brings up Cody Freeman, and Cody 0 for 2 today. He has been good against Amarillo this year. One swing of the bat could tie this ball game or even give the Riders the lead. First pitch misses downstairs. Cody's five homers on the year lead the Rough Riders. The pitch misses high and inside. Two balls and no strikes. File working out of the windup, rather out of the stretch, excuse me. Not often today. The pitch. Swinging a line drive into left field. Down for a hit. Strom gets the stop sign at third base. He heads back to the bag, and Freeman's got himself another hit. His first today. And it's first and third with one gone for the Rough Riders. The cleanup man, Josh Hatcher, steps in. Freeman has now reached in all 13 games during the month of May. And he's picked up a hit in 12 out of the 13 games. We'll get a mound visit. pitching coach Tom Gorzolani will head out to the mound. The entire Sod Poodles infield convenes on the back of the mound, and the Rough Riders have their first real threat today against Dylan File. Hatcher is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Just 2-for-14 in the series, but average-wise, Hatcher's been the best hitter for the Rough Riders this year. Comes into this plate appearance batting .327, which is second in the Texas League. Runners at the corners. The mound visit over. Dylan File facing his first trouble today against the Rough Riders. Freeman at first. Hatcher at the dish. The pitch. Swinging a line drive into right field. Down for a hit. The Riders tie the game. 1-1 on the RBI single by Josh Hatcher. The first pitch he sees, he turns on it. And this game is tied. Riders stringing something together for the first time today against the right-hander. Dylan File worked into the fifth inning with a perfect game, and Caber Rodriguez broke it up with a double, but was unable to come around and score. Rodriguez stands at the plate right now. The first offering, up and inside. Rodriguez had to shimmy his way out of the way of it. Kellen Strom scored on the RBI single. Cody Freeman moved up to second. Rodriguez ahead, a ball and no strikes. The pitch taken, a fastball at 93 over the heart of the plate. 1-1. Rodriguez awaits the 1-1. Swinging a pop-up behind the plate. Tailing towards foul ground, and it'll make its way into the second row, just behind the Rough Riders' dugout on the first base side. Now Kamer will have to shorten up a bit. What a series it's been for him. 8 hits and 15 trips to the dish. He's totaled 16 total bases. Now 3 doubles, a triple, and a homer in the series. Great to see Kamer Rodriguez back. Well, we're used to seeing him. The 1-2. Swinging a line drive into center field. It's down for a hit. Freeman getting the wave around third. Hatcher puts the brakes on. The throw cut off. The Riders lead it 2-1. Caber Rodriguez stays hot. 2 runs across in the frame, and the Riders have taken the lead. And that's going to be it for Dylan File. Here comes the manager, Tim Bogart, out of the third base dugout. And boy, oh boy. He cruised through the first 6 innings, allowing just 2 hits and facing the minimum. Here in the 7th, the Rough Riders have tallied 2 runs and 4 hits against them. The lone out came on a sack bunt. We'll introduce you to the new arm for Amarillo when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
It's a left-hander coming in to face a lefty in Abimelech Ortiz. It is Jake Rice who comes on in relief. Rice is 6-1 left-hander, making his 14th appearance this season. And he gets Abby Ortiz with two aboard and one gone. The first offering runs a bit outside. Rice just missed being a teammate with the guy standing at second base, Josh Hatcher at Kennesaw State, by 1 year. The pitch, Ortiz rips it up the middle, got it, is the shortstop on to first, a double play. What a play by the shortstop, Logan Wormuth, and then a jump throw by Tim Tawa at second base. It goes 6-4-3 for Abby Ortiz. The inning comes to a close, but the Rough Riders take the lead. Two runs on four hits, no errors, and they leave the bases empty. Head to the home half of the seventh inning on the Riders Baseball Network. It's 2-1 Frisco. For the first time today, they have a lead as we head to the home half of the seventh.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seth Clark retakes the hill. His second full inning of work. No action in the pen, and he faces off against Logan Wormuth, who turns on a ball. Deep to right center field. Ranging over goes Mateo, and he hauls it in. Wormuth was first pitch swinging, and it's one pitch, one out for Seth Clark. He hit it hard. Just a tad under it. Top of the card for Amarillo, trailing 2-1 to the Rough Riders, the first time they've trailed today. Left-hander comes set at the belt. And he steps off the back of the rubber. Seth Clark nearing the 30-pitch mark here in this out. And he stepped off again. Like this time, time called. Like it was the third base coach who's chatting with Brandon Tipton over there at third base. Not sure what about. Well, if they felt like pitch clock violation, or it was awfully close for Seth Clark. He comes set, the first offering to Tawa. Called a strike. Fastball at 94, right at the knees. The offering. Called a strike. Back-to-back fastballs right at the bottom of the strike zone. Clark's ahead 0-2. He came on in the fifth inning. Went intentional walk, walk, and then a line out to strand the bases loaded. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strikeout number one for Seth Clark. And there are two gone in the seventh. J.J. DeRozio stands in for the fourth time today. He's 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Clark here in this one has lowered his ERA below 2 on the season. He offers home the first pitch. Check swing, able to hold it back. And DeRozio jumps ahead, 1-0. Clark has gone two innings on a couple occasions for the Riders as he misses down and in. He's behind 2 balls and no strikes. He's gone exactly 2 right now. Swing and a miss. Good looking changeup from the left-hander. He gets in the strike column, 2-1. The pitch. Called a strike, 2-2. Well, Seth Clark is able to record an out here against J.J. DeRozio, or anyone in this frame for that matter. It would set a new season high in innings pitched for him. His next pitch will be number 35. The offering skips in. 3-2. Davison De Los Santos stands on deck. He was intentionally walked his last time up. The pitch. Swing and a line drive. Past the leaping third baseman, Cody Freeman. It's into left. A base hit. Here's the last guy you want to face. Davison De Los Santos digs in. Mentioned all the categories that he leads in. But instead of going back through it, we'll summarize it in saying one swing of the bat can change this game drastically. Riders leading 2-1 with one aboard and two gone here in the seventh. De Los Santos is 0-for-2 today with a pair of strikeouts. Both of those came against Dane Acker. Seth Clark now facing the order the second time through, but he didn't actually pitch to De Los Santos as they intentionally walked him. And John Goble's going to slowly work his way to the bump as Robbie Ahlstrom begins to warm in the pen. Seems as this will just be a regular mound visit and not a delay in trying to get Robbie Ahlstrom some time to come in right here. So Ahlstrom just threw his first warm-up pitch, and his catcher, Liam Hicks, is still on his feet. He's not even in a crouch to this point. One could assume that that conversation went a little bit along the lines of, don't put something in the middle of the plate for this guy. We're going to pitch around him, hug the corners. If you walk him, you walk him. The first pitch from Clark. Called a strike right on the corner, inside corner that time to the right-handed hitter. Lefty bounces his front leg and delivers. And on the hands again, this time too far inside. A fastball at 93, evens the count at 1-1. De Los Santos on the year has a 1.133 OPS, which is just absurd. The pitch. Swinging a foul ball out of play. Clark in the driver's seat. Clark peers in. He's got his sign. Pitch home. This one laced in a deep right field. That goes Zavala, and that ball is gone. A two-run homer for Davison De Los Santos, his 14th of the year. An opposite field shot. It only went 340 50 feet, but the short porch in right field, enough to get it done. De Los Santos retakes the lead for the Sand Poodles. It's 3-2. Boy, that's a pitch that was over the heart of the plate. But De Los Santos didn't get all that into it. It just carried out. Not a bad pitch, but De Los Santos has his third homer of the series and extends his lead in the Texas League. It's 3-2 Sand Poodles. First pitch to Roberts, misses upstairs. Lefty awaits the pitch, swinging a foul ball back to the screen. Even at 1-1. Well, the OPS for Davis and De Los Santos is about to go up after the two-run homer. But right now in Major League Baseball, the OPS leader is Mookie Betts. The pitch, swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Good-looking slider from the left-hander. Mookie Betts' OPS right now is essentially an even 1,000. So obviously we're talking about different levels here. But De Los Santos, with his numbers, would be first in all of Major League Baseball. Pitch, swing and a pop-up left side. Freeman giving chase, but it'll twirl into foul ground. Just insane numbers for Davis and De Los Santos. He's one of two players in the Texas League with an OPS above 1,000. Lefty kicks and delivers. Swing and a line drive. Leaping Chavez can't bring it in. It's a base hit into right. Chavez was so close to it. Timed it well, just didn't have enough to get up there and snare it. And that's going to be it for Seth Clark. He was phenomenal. Made one mistake to the best hitter in the Texas League, and he made him pay. A two-run homer, and now a single. And Carlos Cardoza takes the ball away from Seth Clark. His day is done. We'll introduce you to Robbie Ahlstrom when we come back. Riders trailing 3-2 to the Sand Poodles here in the home half of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Another left-hander on the hill for the Rough Riders. It's Robbie Ahlstrom, the third pitcher today for the Riders. Seth Clark finishes after two innings. He's still responsible for Caleb Roberts at first base. Ivan Melendez, as Ahlstrom throws over to first. Roberts back in, standing up. Seth Clark allowed just three hits across his two innings, but they all came in a row. D'Orazio with a two-out single here in the seventh. Then a two-run homer by De Los Santos, and then the single by Caleb Roberts chased him from the ballgame. Lefty Ahlstrom ready, the pitch. Swing and a drive into left field. Deep left field. Strom looking up. It's off the top of the wall. He plays it off the wall. Around third goes Roberts. He had the wave for a minute. He ran through the stop sign. The throw to the plate is in time. He ran right through the stop sign, And yet again, the Sod Poodles run themselves out of an inning. Insanity. But a great play out in left field by Kellen Strom. Played it perfectly off the wall. It came off the top, a one-hopper, and fired a strike. And the Riders chop down Caleb Roberts at the dish off after the base hit by Ivan Melendez. Seven in the books in the inning. Two runs across. It regains the lead for Amarillo. They lead 3-2. We head to the top of the eighth.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Top of the eighth, and it's Franer Chavez getting his first crack. First offering from the new arm is called a strike. The Sod Poodles have turned to a right-hander in Zach Barnes. They've seen him in the series. He tossed two innings back in game one of this series on Tuesday. Second offering skips in. It's 1-1. Chavi had the day off, but entered the game after Max Acosta was injured, sliding into second on a play that ended up being a double play. Chavi, the second baseman now. The pitch taken, just missed a bit outside of the left-handed hitter with a breaking ball. That sent Rodriguez over to shortstop. And then Chavi to the second base spot. The 2-1 is tapped up the middle. Tawa's got it on a run. He throws across his body right in the chest of De Los Santos. One away. Brings up Scott Capers. Capers 0-for-2 today with a ground out to third and a 6-4-3 double play. Capers 0 for his last 20 over 7 games. His lone hit of the year was a home run and his third at-bat of the season as he waves and misses at a breaking ball. The pitch, swinging a line drive down the left field line. That'll roll to the wall. Extra bases for Scott Capers. He's around first. He's chugging for second. It's a stand-up double. It snaps the streak for Scotty K. He was 0-for-20. He picks up hit number 2 of the year, and both of them for extra bases. That's got to feel good for Scott Capers, who has been out of the lineup much of the year. I'm sure for him it's been frustrating to unleash on a baseball like that and run into scoring position with one away with your team down one. It's got to feel real good. Here's Daniel Mateo, who's had a great series. The pitch, swinging a pop-up, works its way out of play. He's 0-for-2 today, but he lined out to center field back in the third on a ball he demolished. Hit his first homer yesterday, but everything he hit during yesterday's game just was smashed off the bat. Righty kicks and fires. Misses down and away. Evens things at a ball and a strike. Zach Barnes pitching in his eighth game for the Sad Poodles this year. He was signed in 2021 as a minor league free agent after playing his college career at Grand Canyon University. The righty comes set and delivers. Check swing, and Mateo shakes his head saying, "I didn't offer at it," and he would be correct. Started the hands, but made no effort to make contact with the ball. It's 2-1. Barnes ready, capers at second base. The 2-1 to Mateo. Swinging a chopper, and Barnes has it. Capers caught in a rundown between second and third. They throw it to third. Melendez chasing him back. Now Tawa comes in and applies the tag at second base. Scott Capers is out. I mean, you could say base running mistake by Scott Capers, but it was a tremendous play on the hill by Zach Barnes. That ball wasn't hit hard enough for any of the fielders to come on and pick it up on the left side and then throw to third to get out Capers. So he just darted for third, and Barnes snared it out of the air. So now Mateo at first, and the first offering to Strom at the top of the card misses down and away. 1-0. Barnes ready, set at the belt, and delivers. Inside. Strom ahead. 2 balls and no strikes. Strom singled and scored in the seventh and extended his on-base streak to 23 consecutive games. He's also hit in 9 out of the last 10 games. Right-hander ready. The pitch. Missed down and out this time. And it's 3-0. Mateo runs well at first, and with 2 outs in the frame, base hit into the alleyway could score him, tie this ball game. The pitch. Strom takes. It's called a strike. Fastball at 93. Caught the inner third of the plate to the right-handed hitter. Barnes set. 3-1. Swinging in a bouncing ball to third base. Melendez throws to second, and it pulled Tawa off the bag for just a moment. He was able to keep his foot down. The Rough Riders threatened with a one-out double, but unable to produce anything here in the eighth. No runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave one stranded. We turn the car into the home half of the eighth. Riders trailing 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom of the eighth, Rough Riders trailing by one. The left-hander Robbie Ahlstrom is back out there. He's got A.J. Vukovic to open this home half of the eighth. Lefty set and delivers. First offering is fouled off. Bounce right behind the plate. And then deflected off the front leg of the right-handed hitting center fielder. Vukovic today 0 for 2. He reached on a walk back in the fourth. Also reached on an error in the second. 0 for 13 in the series with 5 strikeouts. Pitch home and just misses. Ball on a strike. Left-hander ready. Ahlstrom delivers. Swing and a miss. He hops ahead. A ball and 2 strikes. Ahlstrom attacks with a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup mix. That time went to the changeup for the swing and miss. Lefty ready. Kicks and delivers. Swing and a one hopper. Nice play by Hatcher at the bag. The race to the first base pillow, and Robbie Ahlstrom there. He gets him. What a play by Josh Hatcher. Had to slide to his right to knock things down, and then Ahlstrom had to get on his horse to outleg A.J. Vukovic, and it was executed to a T. One on the ground out, and there's one gone. Ahlstrom has his first true out recorded. He came on with 2 gone in relief of Seth Clark and gave up a base hit to Ivan Melendez. But Caleb Roberts ran through a stop sign at third base and was gunned down at the plate. That's how Robbie Ahlstrom got out number one. So he gets a normal out, so to say. Here's Wilder Patino. First pitch swinging, and he waves and misses at a fastball at the top of the zone. Ahlstrom pitching on 3 days rest. Lefty kicks and fires. Broke off a curveball. They appeal down to first, and Patino didn't offer. Ahlstrom was acquired by the Rangers organization via a trade back in April of 2022. In exchange for Jose Trevino. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Ahlstrom back ahead. Played his college ball at the University of Oregon. Drafted by the Yankees in 2021 in the 7th round. And then you heard about the trade. 1-2 to Patino. Misses upstairs. Fastball at 94. Right about eye level. Ahlstrom set. Black glove at the chin. Now down at the belt. The pitch. Breaking ball. And it looked like he slipped a little bit. Misses outside. And the count runs to full. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Ahlstrom got him. He picks up his first strikeout of the outing and the second out of the bottom of the eighth. 3-2 as we stand right now. Amarillo took a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second, and that lasted all the way till the seventh when both the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles put up a crooked number 2 in the seventh inning. That's where we sit at 3-2. Christian Robinson awaits the first pitch, and he's late on a fastball. 95 blew it by him. The final line for Seth Clark. 2 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 earned runs on a homer, issuing 2 walks and a strikeout. And that pitch well inside, and it hit him. Caught Christian Robinson. Squared him up pretty good with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and he trots down to first base. The Rough Riders have been one of the best in the Texas League at not hitting batters, but we've seen an uptick from them as of late in that category. At the 22nd time, an opposing hitter has been hit. The only team better is Amarillo. With two less, they sit at 20. There's Logan Wormuth. He's 1-for-3 with a double today. The pitch in on the hands. Fastball. Just misses for ball one. Wormuth doubled in the fifth. Ahlstrom kicks and fires. Missed upstairs with another heater. It's 2-0. Struck out against Dane Acker in the third inning. That led things off in a 1-2-3 frame for Dane. And then most recently flew out in the seventh. The pitch started the swing, held it up, a changeup called a strike. Just caught the outer edge. Left-hander peers in, gets his sign. Christian Robinson at first base. He kicks and looks to first. Robinson not fooled. Back in standing up. Riders trailing 3-2 with two gone here in the home portion of this eighth inning. Riders will have the heart of their order up in the top of the ninth, needing at least one run. Ahlstrom delivers. He comes home and misses inside. Logan Wormuth in the driver's seat. Three balls and a strike. Ahlstrom got a ground out to first to open this inning. Then struck out Willard Patino. Hit Christian Robinson, who stands at first base, and now is behind 3-1 on the Amarillo shortstop. The pitch, check swing, and he didn't offer at it. Lost it. Now they appeal down, and Ray Villanueva says, I agree. He didn't offer. Hit by pitch and a walk with 2 outs have put 2 aboard for Amarillo. Robinson moves up to second on the walk. Here's top of the card and Tim Tawa. First time facing Ahlstrom here today. The pitch. Breaking ball. Nice block by Capers. For a catcher, that's a really tough pitch to block. Granted, it's a curveball, so you're a little bit on your toes, thinking this could be down and I'm going to have to block it. But it bounced right about the front edge of the plate. And when that happens, as a catcher, you're always watching to see, is this going to deflect one way or the other? Capers did a good job of squaring it up. The 1-0 skips in again, blocked yet again by Capers. Back-to-back pitches in the dirt. Capers blocks and then dishes the baseball into the third base dugout. Ahlstrom behind 2-0. He's lost a bit of his control here. Tawa 0-for-4 today after falling a triple shy of the cycle yesterday. The runners go. Swing and a miss. Capers fires to third. It's not in time. Double steal. Robinson swipes third. Logan Wormuth moves up to second with him. So now, first base unoccupied. But Ahlstrom's got to be really careful. Tawa, a sleeping giant in this one. 8 homers on the year. Hit his 8th yesterday. But he's 0-for-4 with a strikeout his last time up. The pitch. Swinging a chopper left side. Playable for Rodriguez at short. He gloves. He fires to first low, but Hatcher able to stretch out and grab it. Inning comes to a close. No runs on no hits. No errors in the frame. The Sod Poodles leave 2. One last chance for the Rough Riders. They trail 3-2. We head to the top of the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth. It is Zach Barnes back out there. He's the third pitcher today for Amarillo, and the Sod Poodle staff has done a tremendous job against the Rough Riders. After 20 runs scored in 14 innings in the doubleheader just a couple of days ago, they have held the Rough Riders to just 3 runs over the last 17 innings. Rough Riders need a run, and it's Aaron Zavala to lead things off. 3-2 advantage for Amarillo. They are ahead 1 in the run column and 1 in the hit column. First pitch to Zavala. Taken. Just misses downstairs. Argument to be made from the catcher, J.J. DeRozio, that was a strike. But that's been a pitch that's been consistently called a ball today by Trevor Patience. Barnes ready. He kicks and fires. Zavala watches it skip in. It's 2-0. Zavala 0-for-2 today with a sacrifice bunt his last time up. He's ahead 2-0. The pitch. Swinging a grounder up the middle. They had a shift on. Wormuth gloves it behind the second base bag. And there's one away. Good swing by Zavala. It was headed for center field, but as a lefty, they have the shortstop shadowed behind the second base bag. Here's Cody Freeman. Freeman's had himself a great series, singled and scored in the seventh inning. For Amarillo, Cody Freeman is their version of Davison De Los Santos. The pitch, called a strike. First pitch, fastball at 95. Freeman is just tortured. Amarillo this year. Right-hander ready. The pitch. Swinging a line drive down the right field line. If it's fair, it's extra bases, and it is. It'll roll all the way to the corner. Freeman headed for second. He's looking towards third, and he gets the stop sign. Freeman's got himself a one-out double. Leave it to Cody Freeman. He looks to the bullpen. He's celebrating with his guys. He's got an opposite field double, his second hit of the game, and his fourth double in the series. Playing in all 5 games, and he's got 4 doubles. He represents the tying run, and Josh Hatcher will step up. He drove in the go-ahead run, or rather the tying run, back in the 7th. Freeman stands at second with one gone here in the top of the ninth. Hatcher bats from the left side, first time against the right-hander. Barnes kicks and delivers, misses upstairs. The 1-0. Right-hander ready. The pitch. Swinging a chopper left side, but in foul ground. One and one. Josh Hatcher's had himself some clutch moments this year against Amarillo, specifically in the ninth inning. Blasted a 3-run walk-off homer against the Sod Poodles back in Frisco. The pitch. Swinging a drive deep right field. It has the distance, but tailing foul. Boy, Josh Hatcher hammered it 103 off the bat, but in foul territory. Now he's got to protect with 2 strikes. Caber Rodriguez stands on deck. He's been a pain for Amarillo as well. The 1-2 from Barnes. Swinging a foul ball. Didn't miss it by much. Send it back to the screen. Fastball middle. Sure, Hatcher would like to have that one back. In talking with Hatcher earlier this week, he said that, well, obviously he told some of the Riders' teammates, specifically Ryan Garcia, that if he came up in the ninth inning with two runners aboard, go ahead and start the showers, get him warm, because I'm going to send us home. No chance to walk things off here today. But he also said if he would have seen a curveball in the 2-2 count in which he hit the homer on, it was take all the way. He was hunting fastball. If he got a fastball, he was going to hammer it. He knew he wanted to shoot it the other way because it was hard that night with the wind to hit it out to right. He's got a two-strike count here, the 1-2. Swing and a foul ball, just clipped it. That was the breaking ball from the right-hander. Zach Barnes has strung together a pretty nice streak of scoreless innings. He's looking to keep that intact here and earn himself a save. Righty kicks and fires. Hatcher fouls it off again. Barnes doesn't have a save this year. His last win came on May 1st. Right-hander kicks and delivers. Hatcher takes, and it misses outside. A fastball. Even at 2-2. We've got ourselves a battle here. One gone in the top of the ninth inning. Riders trailing by one. That tying run is Cody Freeman. He's at second base after the double. Here comes Tom Gorzolani to talk things over with his right-hander. Game one of this series was a thriller. It was a great game all the way through. Ivan Melendez, the third baseman for Amarillo, ended up walking things off with a two-run double in the bottom of the 10th. Final score of 7-6 in that one. Then a rainout on Wednesday pushed us to a doubleheader Thursday. And the Rough Riders were all over the Sod Poodles in that one. Outscored them 20-4. Across 14 innings. And then last night, the Sod Poodles evened the series with a massive 9-1 win in which they did everything well. And here, in Game 5 of this set, one team going to clinch at least a series split. Amarillo 2 outs away. The Rough Riders trying to tie. Runner at second. The 2-2. Swinging a line drive into left. Freeman headed to third. He's getting the wave home. The throw to the plate. One hopper is in time. Cardoza sent him at third. It was going to take a great throw, and boy, was it on the money. Wildered Patino chops him down. Hatcher moves up to second base. And now Amarillo is an out away. Great looking swing by Josh Hatcher. On a base hit, Cody Freeman just couldn't quite get in there. We'd seen that this year from Cody Freeman, and he made an impressive slide to avoid it, but the throw beat him by a good step. Pretty routine, but in a situation like that, Carlos Cardoza saying, we're going to push the envelope here and see if we can't tie this game. Here's Caber Rodriguez with two gone and a runner at second. He chases a pitch down and away. Breaking ball from Zach Barnes. 3-2 our score. Rough Riders have out-hit the Sod Poodles today 9-8, but they trail by one on the scoreboard. They have Hatcher in scoring position with two away and Caber Rodriguez up. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez behind 0-2. Zach Barnes one strike away from picking up win for the Sod Poodles here in Game 5. Fans on the edge of their seats now getting to their feet. They know this is a big pitch. Caber is 2 for his last 2, 2 for 3 overall with a double and an RBI single. The 0-2. Swinging a line drive left side. It's through into left for a hit. Hatcher getting the wave to the plate. The throw from Patino is up the line and this game is tied. Caber Rodriguez slides into second base, pumping his fist. We've got a brand new ball game here in Amarillo, Texas. 3-3. Gabriel Rodriguez down to his final strike. He delivers a base hit to left, and we are tied at three. Oh, baby, what a game. Caber in the clutch. He just continues to torch the Amarillo pitching staff. Hatcher scores from second to tie this ball game, and that's going to be it for Zach Barnes. We'll get a call to the pen. Oh, baby. Stick with us on the Riders Baseball Network as we will come back with a new arm and the go-ahead run at second base here in the ninth with two gone.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
There's Josh Hatcher. He just scored the tying run with two outs in the top of the ninth inning. Three all from Amarillo, Texas. Abimelech Ortiz will dig in with the go-ahead runner at second base. He's got a new arm. They go to a right-hander in Mitchell Stumpo, who pitched the 10th inning, picked up the win. He did give up a run, but it was unearned because it was the run placed at second base in extra innings. The first offering to Ortiz. He takes ball one. Stumpo hasn't allowed an earned run all season long for Amarillo. This is his 10th game. He's 2-0 with exactly a 0 ERA. He struck out 12 and walked 3. The pitch to Ortiz misses outside again, this time a fastball at 93. And Abby Ortiz can go hunting now, looking for a fastball, something he can drive. The 2-0, taking a breaking ball, called a strike. Hitrax had it a bit inside of the left-handed hitter. But really close. 2-1. Rodriguez at second. The 2-1 on its way. Ortiz swings and misses. Came up empty, a big hack. Two's wild here at Hodgetown. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Caber Rodriguez at second in a tied 3-3 ball game here in the top of the ninth. Abby Ortiz has been in a bit of a slump. He's 0-3 today with a strikeout and a ground ball double play, but what better time to pull yourself out of it than right here. The pitch, swing and a tapper right side. De Los Santos has it. He'll race to the bag in time. The side comes to a close. The Riders get a run on three hits, no errors, and they strand the go-ahead run at second base. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Amarillo looking for their second walk-off win of the series when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders turn to a right-hander here in the home half of the ninth in a tied 3-3 ball game. Florencio Serrano out of the pen. The crowd on their feet. It's J.J. D'Orazio to lead things off. Serrano's first offering. Taking a breaking ball, called a strike. Serrano attacks with a fastball slider changeup mix. Originally from Corpus Christi, Texas, he's 24 years old. Right-hander set at the belt. He kicks and fires. Pitch lined into center field. Mateo on coming, and he catches it shoulder high. It was hit hard. 109 off the bat, but nothing to show for it. One gone in the ninth. Well, here's the guy you don't want to face. Davison De Los Santos. It's the heart of the order. 2-3-4. Coming up, Ivan Melendez would be the fourth to bat in the inning, and they're going to intentionally walk. Well, maybe not. We're going to see. Davison De Los Santos walked into the box. It looked like he was being intentionally walked. And we're going to get a mound visit from John Goble. That's the amount of respect that this guy holds. And he's mad. He's throwing his right arm up in the air. It appeared he was going to be intentionally walked. He started heading back towards the dugout to take off his gear, the elbow guard and the shin guard. And maybe they're going to pitch to him. John Goble out on the bump. The crowd getting loud here in Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas. The best hitter in the Texas League is at the dish with one gone in a tie ball game in the bottom of the ninth. Wind is blowing out to left field. Not that it matters for De Los Santos. He's got light tower power. Already a homer in this game. He homered his last time out. He's 1-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. An intentional walk and a homer. And we'll see if they're going to pitch to him. He toes the box like they're going to. Serrano got a line out from J.J. D'Orazio. Now his toughest task with one gone in the ninth. He kicks the first pitch. Swing and a foul ball. Big hack on the changeup. Just inside to the right-hander. De Los Santos has 3 homers in the series. He's got 14 bombs on the year. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Serrano ahead, 0-2. Blew the 95-mile-an-hour heater. Passed him, elevated in the zone. Now Serrano can burn some pitches. Don't want to give him anything too good to hit. Serrano set at the belt. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. De Los Santos strikes out for the third time. A huge second out for Florencio Serrano. Wow. Now Caleb Roberts' turn with 2 gone. Serrano with ice in his veins. 3 pitches, all swinging by De Los Santos, and he's out number 2 of this bottom of the ninth. Locked at 3, the first offering to Roberts. Misses outside to the left-handed hitter. Roberts hitting 272 on the year. He's 1-for-3 with a walk and a base hit today. He did strike out in his first plate appearance against Dane Ackert. The pitch taken, called a strike. Fastball at 95 from Serrano. Toronto was signed by the Chicago Cubs back in 2017. Played his high school ball in Texas as a freshman and then left and played in Mexico. The pitch. Called a strike. Went to the changeup and he's ahead 1-2. So Toronto left after his freshman year. Went to Mexico and pitched for the Tijuana Toros. His last outing came on May 11th against San Antonio. He went 3 innings. The pitch, swinging a pop-up left side, but works its way out of play. Serrano trying to force extra innings for the second time in this series. He got a line out by D'Orazio. A 3-pitch strikeout of the best hitter in the Texas League. Now he's ahead 1-2. He rocks and fires. Take it. Missed outside. Change up at 89. 2-2. Right-hander battling against the left-handed hitter. Riders play him to pull. A massive gap down the third base line. 2-2 on its way. Way upstairs. Ivan Melendez stands on deck. He's 2-for-3 today with a walk and a pair of singles. Had the walk-off in the 10th on Tuesday at A game in the series opener. Payoff pitch, 3-2, two outs in the ninth. Swing and a foul ball. Went back to the changeup. Spin rate on that changeup for Serrano just so low. That one a tick under 1,400 RPM. Three-two again. Two gone in the ninth. The pitch. Swing and a pop-up left side. Capers giving chase towards the dugout, and it finds the seats. Well, boy, isn't this what every kid grows up dreaming of. Caleb Roberts at the plate in a tie ball game. 3-2 count, two gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. Chance to be the hero. Serrano trying to send it to extras. Shift on. 3-2 again from Serrano. The pitch. Swinging a line drive into right, deep right field. This is gone. A walk-off homer for Caleb Roberts on a 3-2 count. And for the second time in the series, the Amarillo Sun Poodles walk off the Riders. They win it 4-3 on a walk-off homer. Another homer in the series that didn't travel 350. 348 off the bat, 95 exit velocity. It's a walk-off homer for the left-handed hitting Caleb Roberts. 1 mistake pitch. Serrano missed with a changeup middle. And a 3-2 count. And boy, did Roberts make him pay. He was great. He got a pair of outs, including a huge one of the best hitter in the Texas League. Got him to strike out on 3 pitches. But a walk-off homer secures game 5 for the Amarillo Sun Poodles. 4-3, the final score from Hodgetown here in Amarillo, Texas. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll recap this one and look ahead to tomorrow's series finale.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night, as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride! Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back in Amarillo, Texas, Luke Mealy with you, the post-game show. Riders drop game five of the six-game set on a walk-off homer by Caleb Roberts. He goes home the hero and sends this crowd here in Hodgetown home very happy. Mitchell Stumpo earns the win. He's 3-0. Florencio Serrano suffers his first loss as a Rough Rider. He drops to 0-1. He looked really good on the bump. He made one mistake pitch, slumped a changeup over the heart of the plate. And in his defense, in a lot of ballparks, that either goes for extra bases or Aaron Zavala out there in right field is able to track it down for the final out of the ninth and send it to extra innings. But that's the way the ballpark plays, a shallow short wall in right field. It ends in a walk-off home run by Caleb Roberts. The Riders picked up a run in the ninth. They came through in the clutch. It was a day of answers for Amarillo. They jumped ahead 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning against Dane Acker, who finished with a career-high 9 strikeouts, going 4 2/3 innings, giving up just the 1 run. It stayed that way all the way to the top of the 7th, and in that inning, the Rough Riders took the lead with a pair of runs against Dylan File, who faced the minimum through 6 innings. He didn't allow a hit until there was one away in the 5th. He was fantastic, and the Rough Riders got to him in the 7th. Josh Hatcher tied the ballgame with an RBI single that brought home Kellen Strom, and Kaber Rodriguez followed it up with an RBI single that brought Freeman across home plate to give the Riders a 2-1 lead. But then Amarillo answered in the bottom of the 7th inning on a 2-run blast by Davison De Los Santos, his 14th of the season, to lead the Texas League. Then in the top of the 9th, the Rough Riders were down at one point to their final strike. They started the inning with a ground out. Cody Freeman then doubled, Josh Hatcher singled, and Freeman got thrown out at the plate. And then with a 2-strike count, 0-2, Kaber Rodriguez deposited one into left field. That brought Hatcher home from second to tie this game at 3. And then Abimelech Ortiz grounded out to end the top of the 9th. In the bottom of the 9th, it went line out by J.J. D'Orazio. A 3-pitch strikeout of the best hitter in the Texas League in Davison De Los Santos. And then Caleb Roberts in a 3-2 count with 2 gone. Hammered a changeup over the right field wall to send the Rough Riders home with a loss. Game 6 of the series tomorrow should be a good one. With a 4-3 win tonight, Amarillo back in the win column, a 2-game winning streak in this series. They're about to enjoy a show here from Hodgetown. Got some fire going on. Cool stuff. But the Rough Riders drop Game 5. Game 6 tomorrow at 1:05 in the p.m. should be an exciting one. It'll be Emiliano Teodo taking the hill for the Rough Riders. He's been the best starter this year for Frisco. And on the other side, it'll be Yilber Diaz, who's been the best starter for Amarillo on the year. Yilber Diaz, a right-handed pitcher, comes in 1-4 with a 3.86 ERA. And he just hasn't got any run support. He pitched on Tuesday and earned a no decision in that walk-off winner in the bottom of the 10th for Amarillo. Emiliano Teodo, 2-1 with a 2.80 ERA, and that 2.80 ERA is really good, but if you take away his first outing of the year, which was a tough one, he has been absolutely phenomenal. Dominant in his last start, recorded his first quality start of his career, a guy that spent a lot of his professional career as a reliever, transitioned into a starter, and boy, it's going to be tough to figure out what Emiliano Teodo is going to do at the next level. A top prospect for the Rangers, number 15. Emiliano Teodo gets the ball tomorrow for the Riders. And we'll see how that one pans out. A 105 first pitch tomorrow in the series finale. The Rough Riders will look to salvage a series split here in the road trip to Amarillo, Texas. Tonight they fall to 4-3 on a walk-off home run with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. It was a fun one. Unfortunately, the Riders come up on the wrong side of things. And that's all for tonight. Back tomorrow, 105. Pregame coverage beginning at 12:50 here from Amarillo, Texas. One last time in the first half here against the Sod Poodles. We will leave you with this. A 4-3 loss for the Rough Riders. They drop to 23-14 on the year. Amarillo improves to 16-22. The Riders still maintain second place in the Texas League South. For my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight. Thanks for hanging out with us. We hope to catch you tomorrow. 12:50, the pregame coverage for a 105 first pitch here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders!